This is Center Stage, brought to you by the Green Music Center, and in fact, coming to the Green Music Center at Weill Hall on March 30th at 7:30 p.m., along with Anna Kiko Myers, guitarist Jason Vio. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
How did you get into playing classical guitar?
Well, I grew up in Buffalo, and my mother had brought home, I think, a store-bought classical guitar, not realizing necessarily that it was a classical guitar. I don't think we really knew there was a classical guitar repertoire. And I was about, I think, 5 years old at the time. And then the Buffalo Guitar Quartet, a classical ensemble, came to my school for a lunchtime outreach concert. And my mother happened to be working as a secretary for the library of my school at the time. So that's how I started. I mean, she said, I think she recognized that those were the quartet was playing the same kind of instrument that I was playing, and so just asked if they gave lessons, and so I started with started lessons with Jeremy Sparks when I was seven or eight years old.
Well, it's pretty early, definitely. What would you say your specific style is? How do you differentiate yourself from your contemporaries?
Well, I mean, I'm basically, you know, a classical guitarist. I suppose what their definition is that they play mostly or primarily classical music from the repertoire from the Renaissance till today. I do a lot of world premieres, at least two each year of something, either solo, chamber, or concerto with orchestra. But also I like to explore a lot of other musical modes as well, including jazz and just collaborating with a lot of other musicians, either sort of a one-off for a chamber music guitar festival or a chamber music festival, or I have a lot of longtime collaborations with harpist Yolanda Kadanassis, and this one with violinist Anna Kiko Myers is a new one that I hope will continue. She's a wonderful, wonderful violinist, a great musician, and we played a little something together at Eastern Music Festival a couple summers ago. And she's an alumnus of that festival, and I started a guitar department there under the aegis of Maestro Gerard Schwartz about 5 years ago. So we decided that we would play together and, you know, try out a few concerts together this year and see how it goes. And that's often how a lot of my longtime collaborations, like with Yolanda or Escher String Quartet or jazz accordion player Julian Lebrow, how they started out. You know, you just try a few concerts, and then, you know, you keep it going if it's fun and fulfilling.
Well, that says it's going to be a fun and fulfilling time on March 30th, that's for sure. Is it true that you you play with a piece of ping pong ball on your right hand?
Yeah, that's a kind of a professional necessity, if you will. I mean, we have to, classical guitarists, in order to project our sound, we use our fingernails, and the fingernails have to be very carefully managed and kind of groomed. We have to be somewhat careful with them in terms, like, I don't do a lot of rock climbing, for example, but the ping pong ball is the most common substitute for when one breaks a nail. However, I use it pretty much, you know, full time for my thumbnail, as it just so many rehearsals and concerts and so many hours of practicing to do each day.
When did you start using that secret?
That was something actually that my teacher brought to my attention, Jeremy Sparks, back in Buffalo, because when I was playing recitals and playing in master classes from the time I was about 11. And so between master classes and just various performances around Buffalo or Rochester, I would, you know, my nails would break quite often, because oftentimes if you're, you know, when you're a kid, unless you have naturally strong nails, they tend to break. They tend to be pretty brittle when you're younger. So that was something that he had suggested. I don't know where he had heard that or if he was the first one to think of that, but that was just something I started doing as a way of getting around the nails breaking. Now, of course, my nails don't really break anymore, but I use that, like I said, full time on my thumb.
Well, as long as it works for you, that sounds great. When you perform in front of a live audience, and when you do come to the Green Music Center, what do you hope the audience gets out of your performance?
Well, just that they enjoy it. I mean, when you play for an audience of that size, I've played at the Green Center before, and you know, you're kind of hitting a little bit more of a cross section of a lot of different people, which is what is really most enjoyable to me. So you know, various levels of, you know, some people are, you know, very well, you know, very, very well educated about the history of classical music. And some, you know, I bring a lot of just guitar fans, people that just like the sound of the guitar. And I think everything in between, there's a lot of young people that really, these days now, that just appreciate a pretty wide swath of different kinds of music. And so I'm hoping that all sorts of different people will be there.
Well, I'm sure the Green Music Center is happy to have you back, and we'll be very excited to see you on March 30th. Jason, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having me on the show, Daniel. Thank you.
It is guitarist Jason Vio. He is going to be coming to Weill Hall at the Green Music Center in Rohnert Park on March 30th at 7:30 p.m. along with Ann Akiko Myers.